Have you really found the God yet? Well, science is searching. Okay, so with that contradictory statement, let's start the show. Hello world, I'm Sushil and you're listening to Le Sushyapa. This is just a small effort to stimulate your brain and play with the imagination and be surprised with the millions of shocking and interesting possibilities and ideas that we can cultivate together through this talk. Have you ever thought that science could be our pathway to search for our Creator? That one almighty God. Over the centuries, a religion's approach has been non-explanatory, secretive, which taught us with the help of tools of realistic fears weaved with supernatural and larger-than-life gods. But haven't you ever given a thought about how tough being a God might be? Did He create us randomly all by Himself, or He had to fight hard for this? Are we a small part of His big plan, or just a failed, abandoned project? Creation of a bulb took 1,000 failures. So are the other organisms, the unsuccessful attempts of creating a human? If it is so, then how successful was God to achieve that? Or is it still regretting the creation? Is God always at work, or did He stop after creating the first cell and let the chaotic evolution take the shape? Listen to my first podcast to know more about chaotic evolution. Just think, why God would be indulgent in looking after what He has already created millions of years back? I'm sure God must be having some better and bigger plans too, right? We as human beings follow the various institutions of religions which claim to be the flag holders of those respective religions. Some of those are not even open to reasonable intellectual challenges, but are loosely based on the incentives and the retributions of your own acts. But life is more than good and bad, black or white. Life resides between these two points. Nobody is allowed to ask or look beyond these two points. Those two points are like walls built to protect ourselves, to prevent us from what we don't understand or trust. Within the two points resides religion, and beyond is science. There's a difference between crossing the limits and looking beyond or seeking. One who crossed the limits resulted in destruction, while the other one who looked beyond opened up new horizons, uncovered what was hidden, and created which was not even imagined. What if one day God decides to show up? Well, to know more, stay tuned. I will be right back after this short break. Suppose God decides to show up one day. Well, of course, we will be pleasantly shocked and surprised. But what after that? We humans are so much used to see miracles and those gimmicky acts in the name of God that we might get bored or even doubt the credibilities of the God itself. But why does God need to show the magic or the miracles to prove Himself? Because we like it that way. Because we like commercials. The portrayal of daily use product into something life-changing or even superficial, we like it that way. Similarly, miraculous acts and godly acts are like commercials. But the real Creator doesn't need to show off, right? Do our parents need commercial runs to keep us reminding that they are our creators? Well, we all accept that eventually, and we can do nothing about it. Was God a God, or He had to work hard to become one? I believe that to be a God needs a lot of hardship. We in India call Sachin Tendulkar a God of cricket. The world knows how madly and relentlessly he worked on his craft to show us what we all thought was impossible. Similarly, there are so many people from hundreds of different fields who are considered as gods just because they worked hard and did what seemed impossible to the one who chose the easier way. Similarly, there are so many people from hundreds of different fields who are considered as gods just because they worked hard and did what seemed impossible to the one who chose the easier way. I hope that one day curious science will help us to find our Creator in the most logical way. And when we find it, the story might not be so interesting. Hopefully, we all will see that one common Creator of ours, then celebrate it for a moment and move on with life. So guys, that's it for today. It was wonderful to share my thoughts with you. Feel free to share your views, no matter how the others might react, no matter how stupid that may sound, because that's what Le Sushyapa is all about. Well, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm there with the handle Sushyapa. This episode was brought to you by The Roots Production, a company that creates supreme quality videos for corporate companies, ad films, music videos, and other digital content. And here's a little shout out to my own YouTube channel. I'm a lyricist and composer too, and you can watch and listen to my songs on YouTube and Spotify as well. Just search for Sushyappa. We'll see you next time with another interesting topic. Till then, be creative, because your brain needs to sweat too.